This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
While the Republicans are talking about a Ron Don show, what will the Democrats do? The president's approval ratings slip, and it's very early in the game, but does it mean anything? Hey, everybody, Kate Delaney, but first we jump to the weather. As you know, I do feel like a professional weather person here on this show, if you've listened at all. I did do the weather a couple of times on TV. I've said this before, but because I knew how to work the computer when I was in a place called Kearney, Nebraska, where they get extreme weather. This was extreme in Cole, Oklahoma. That's exactly what they described it as. Large tornado just rolled right on through. So there was some damage, definitely a trail of heavy damage, but it was a rural area. So, yes, there were people that suffered some damage, but nothing like what we saw in Mississippi in a town, Rolling Fork, if you remember, in March, that had a lot of people all compacted, small town, but a lot of people in the area where the tornado struck. And, of course, there's tornado watches throughout the night in some areas. And that's the scary part to me, to get hit by a tornado you can't see. You know that there is some watches, there is some possibilities. And, of course, we're talking western Iowa, southeastern Nebraska, northeastern Kansas and Missouri, parts of Missouri, too. And then a lot of times that brings those severe thunderstorms, so large hail and several incredible gusts of wind. And just when you think, well, you know, several gusts of wind versus an EF whatever. I just was somewhere outside of Orlando, and Hurricane Ian hit, what was it, six, almost 7 months ago, and ripped up Sanibel Island and Fort Myers. But it hit inland places as well, and people were talking about the damage they had, including just the other day, somebody had their carport just ripped right off. So in the case of the tornado, it tore down power lines, pulled roofs off structures near Cole, and you could see some wicked video of it. About 5,000, maybe a little less than 5,000 homes and businesses didn't have power. That power, I'm told, is getting up and is mostly up. But it was pretty nasty stuff that keeps on rolling. It is wild when we look at how many tornadoes. It was 500 tornadoes, not quite, but almost 500 tornadoes so far in 2023. We're not even halfway through 2023. One of the saddest things I saw during the day was the father of 20-year-old Kaylin Gillis. You may know who she is. She is the girl who was in a car that was shot at. She was with a group of people, including her boyfriend. They were looking for a house. They went into a driveway on Saturday. They were looking for a friend's house in a beautiful rural upstate New York area. And they realized, whoops, this is the wrong house. So they went to turn around. Didn't go up to the door or anything. Went to turn around. And what happened was 65-year-old Kevin Monahan fired a couple shots from his front porch into the car. So no one got out of the car. There's no interaction between Monahan and the people in the car, but the shots were fired. And unfortunately, 20-year-old Kaylin Gillis was killed as a result of that. Monahan was denied bail, faces a second-degree murder charge in connection with her death. What was so sad was to hear the victim's father, Andy Gillis, who said this. He said, "For a man to sit on his porch and fire at a car with no threat, it just angers me so badly, and I just hope to God that he dies in jail. Kaylin deserves justice." Kaylin's two younger sisters are going to have to grow up without their older sister, the father said. He was holding back his tears. He was crying. He said, "My wife, Angel, is going to have to go through the rest of her life without her baby girl." And then the family described her as a talented artist, an honor student, which she had straight A's. She was a Disney fanatic, and she loved animals, and she was going to go to school in Florida. She was going to become a marine biologist or a veterinarian, and now, obviously, that doesn't happen. This was something that didn't have to happen. But once again, somebody doesn't think before they act, and it's just terrible, terrible, terrible thing to have this family go through that and ruin all those lives. And of course, we've talked about some of the other shootings that have happened, and just senseless, senseless, senseless. So tired of hearing about that. All right, in the race to be the most powerful person on the planet, the most powerful person in the United States, the Reuters Ipsos poll showed that President Biden's approval ratings have slipped below 40%. You know, that's job approval especially. So in the sampling, it shows that he's kind of steadily declined since he took office in January of 2021. It was mid-2022 when he hit his lowest, which was 36%. And what are people complaining about? One in five say the biggest problem facing the country, crime, environment, was picked by one in ten. And economy, economy, economy. So, you know, what kind of a battle is this going to be with the Democrats? Because he doesn't have 100% across the board at all. I mean, usually who's ever in the White House, whether it's a Republican or Democrat, let's face it, that's what we've had. And usually when they run for another term, whether there's some that grumble and would rather not back them, they do back them and just kind of get in line with that. But it's not so sure when the Democrats huddle if that's how they're going to feel. I mean, would someone raise their hand and say, yeah, I'm going to go for that spot? And in the meantime, you've got the former president, Donald Trump, and Ron DeSantis, the governor of Florida, who hasn't officially declared but is expected to do that, who are really at the top of the chain for the Republicans. But in any of the recent polls, the money that Donald Trump has raised since he's been indicted and the amount of people in these polls that pick him over DeSantis and any of the other candidates, it's, you know, he's doubled up on especially DeSantis, because DeSantis would come in second to Trump in what we've seen so far. I mean, this is, at this point, the early stages of this is what this is going to look like when we talk about the race for president, unless DeSantis all of a sudden decides he's not going to declare. Meanwhile, of those who are trying to run the country on the legislative side, House Speaker Kevin McCarthy unveiled a plan to raise the nation's debt ceiling by $1.5 trillion and cut federal spending by three times that amount. So his proposal, which was unveiled on the floor of the House of Representatives, would cut the total amount of domestic and military spending to 2022 levels and cap growth at 1% annually in years to come. Wouldn't touch retirement and health programs, because that's going to expand dramatically, we know, with an aging population. And now it's up to the president and the Democratic-controlled Senate. They probably will reject the proposals, but McCarthy said they would serve as the basis for negotiations anyway between the two parties over raising the federal government's $31.4 trillion, that's the real number, debt limit in the coming weeks. They got to raise that debt ceiling or it leads to default. That would shake our economy down and world economies too. Meet you on the flip side.
No matter where you live, what you make, or who you voted for, there are some things that will impact all of us soon. Whether you're concerned about the alarming increase in man-made disasters, financial institutions collapsing, or worsening food shortages, Americans are preparing in numbers not seen since World War II. What's changed is how we prepare, and the folks at My Patriot Supply have made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind, knowing you're ready for what's next. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on over a dozen emergency food kits. These include tasty breakfasts, lunches, dinners, drinks, fruits, veggies, meats, and snacks, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit per person. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. My Patriot Supply food kits are in stock and shipped discreetly. We've seen too many Americans let down by institutions we used to trust. It's time to rely on ourselves. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Hey guys, why settle for poor quality Powdy Arco that's sold by stores and online resellers when you can get Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Powdy Arco Super Tea at DrinkSuperTea.com or 818-965-9113. The Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Powdy Arco Super Tea is only available at DrinkSuperTea.com. 818-965-9113. 818-965-9113. That's DrinkSuperTea.com.
Ever feel completely down on your luck, whether it's your career or just your life? Do you look at other people and wonder, why them, not me? I'm Kate Delaney. I did it. I admit it. I've learned some valuable and priceless lessons from some of the rock stars I've interviewed over the years, like Sir Richard Branson or the late, great John Madden, and I want to share them. Want to laugh? Want to learn? Want more out of life? Then pick up a copy of my book, Heal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary. Get it on Amazon today.
Welcome, Cave. And one of the big stories is, how about the Mets pitcher Max Scherzer ejected over some sticky stuff? Yeah, that's cheating, Maxie Max. He's a great pitcher, too. I really like watching him. But umpires made Scherzer switch gloves in the third inning, then checked him an inning later. So he was ejected from this afternoon game against the Dodgers. They looked at his glove, his pitching hand, after the third inning. So it was the second time he had to be inspected. They had him swap out, like I said, the glove for a new one an inning earlier. After the game, the Mets manager, Buck Showalter, confirmed that he was ejected for having a sticky substance on the glove. In his post-game interview, he insisted on his kid's life, he said, that he was using nothing more than sweat and rosin as the standard for pitchers. He was screaming at one point at the umpire, "It's rosin!" And then he was ejected. So he was pleading his case. He was showing his hand, he was pleading his case, and it just didn't work. They didn't believe him. They thought it was something else that, that he was trying to do. And Scherzer said he knew he was going to be checked prior to the fourth inning. He said he'd have to be an absolute idiot to try to do anything when he's trying to come back in the fourth. So, sorry, Max. The Mets did win. That's the good news. 5-3, so it didn't cost them the game. But, he was not happy. He was not happy, nor were the umpires in that deal. All right, we're thick into the NBA playoffs, and it's, this is where it starts to get deeper in these games because now you're getting into the third and fourth games. So the Grizzlies beat the Lakers 103-93. So that series, fans in Memphis loved it. That series now tied at one apiece. And, you know, you look at the great LeBron James, and you just are used to the King bringing it. But the Grizzlies not intimidated. So they learned they wouldn't have their all-star point guard because of a bruised right hand, and they found other ways to get it done. Xavier Tillman had 22 points and 13 boards, and it was kind of the collective that jumped in instead of just relying on one player. And Ja couldn't do it because he had the bruised right hand. So that was it. But they picked up the win. And like I said, this series is getting, I think, more interesting. How about the Bucks? The Bucks and the Heat, high scoring game. The Bucks win it 138-122. That game also tied at one apiece. And you look at, I was looking at the scoring totals for this. Lopez, 25 points. You had Holiday, 24 points. They had the hot hands for the Bucks, and the Bucks went at one point 20. Well, overall, 25 of 49 on 3-point attempts, so they tied an NBA record for Trey's 3-pointers in a postseason game. So good for them. That's a big win. And, again, now as it starts to get deeper into this, you need those wins. Denver leads the T-Wolves 2-0. They picked up another win easily in Colorado. 122-113, the final score in that game. And that was it for April 19th. Those playoffs continue to roll on. If we look at the world of hockey, my neighbor said to me, he was like doing something outside and he was yelling across from his driveway, did you see that game? And I'm thinking, I don't know why, immediately I'm thinking he's talking about the NBA, and he said, no, you watch the Bolts, you went to their playoff game, the Bolts, did you see what happened with the Bolts? And you know, hockey, which was kind of the big four sports, was the wicked stepchild, has definitely become more popular, especially in some of these warm weather places. And hey, the Tampa Bay Lightning have won a couple of Stanley Cups, and it's gotten people real interested. So it was hockey night. Carolina in overtime beating the Islanders 4-3. It was Florida over Boston 6-3. Dallas knocked off Minnesota 7-3. Edmonton beating Los Angeles 4-2. And if we look ahead on the schedule and what's coming up on games on Thursday, those Bolts my neighbor was talking about taking on Toronto, of course, in that series. You have the Rangers and the Devils, Seattle and Colorado, Winnipeg and Vegas. It would take me probably three or four shows to go through everything hockey-wise, and all of you would be like, what? What are you doing? What are you talking about? But it's important to look at, again, the growth of hockey, and I think some of that is because so many younger people have the availability of ice, and they're going to ice rinks, and they're competing, they're playing on teams, and they're loving hockey. Hockey certainly has seen, I think, a rise in its popularity, and I think that's part of the reason why. It is about getting younger people invested in some of these sports, whatever the sport is. So anyway, Tampa Bay, when they hit the ice against the Leafs, they lead, because it's just the beginning of the series, 1-0. In the same like basketball, they're early going in the middle of all of this. It's always time to talk about football because so many people are football fans. We know that that is the number one sport, whether it's college football we're talking about or professional football. And a really interesting story came out of Miami about Tua Tagovailoa. He says that he mulled over retiring, that he really considered retiring after his concussions last season, especially the one that landed him in the hospital. And he held a news conference since the first one he's had, since suffering from that concussion December 25th. And he said he thought about briefly leaving, you know, leaving the game. He said, I considered sitting down with my family, and I did, and I talked to my wife, and I had some tough conversations. And he said it would be really hard for him to walk away from the game with how old he is and with his son, because he dreamed of playing as long as he could to where his son knew exactly what he was watching. But he was concerned about his health. You know, his hit on the back of his head on the ground in each instance really was difficult to watch. So in the off season, guess what he's done? He is trained with a jiu-jitsu coach. He's a white belt, but this experience is helping him to distribute his weight and energy when he falls, you know, tucking his chin and all of that, so that he has the right kind of posture and doesn't hit that head. So that's the good news there, because he doesn't want that CTE. And, of course, the Dolphins have committed to Tua over the past several months. They've talked about that. And, you know, this is a big year for him in coming back from that concussion. And now they have new helmets, too. The quarterbacks have possibilities that they like the new helmets that they can use that are supposedly offer even more protection. So, you know, there you go. Hall of Famer died from the 49ers roster. He was pretty tough from what I understand. Dave Wilcox, who was a linebacker, legendary type for San Fran, was 80 years old. He spent 11 seasons playing outside linebacker for the 49ers, and he was fearless. He had a great nickname, the Intimidator. He was a two-time first-team All-Pro, two-time second-team All-Pro, seven-time Pro Bowl selection. And he was so aggressive the way he played. But off the field, he was pretty humble and very different from the transformation he made when he was on the field. And, you know, he got into the league when the American Football League was competing for top players. So he was picked in the sixth round of the AFL draft, and then the Niners chose him in the third round of the NFL draft, and he decided to go to San Francisco. All right, that's it for the Man Cave. We've got to close the door. Remember, you can check out more at invadethemancave.com.
One in three adults has prediabetes. One in three. That means it could be you, your football buddy, your football buddy, or you, your best man, your worst man, you, your dog walker, your cat jogger. While one in three adults has prediabetes, with early diagnosis, prediabetes can be reversed. Take the risk test at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. Access to the commonly used abortion pill mifepristone will continue at least until Friday. The Supreme Court is extending its stay of a federal judge's decision to halt production and distribution of the drug nationwide, citing alleged FDA approval problems. The court's stay indicates it needs more time to study the case and decide the next steps. House Speaker Kevin McCarthy has rolled out the GOP plan to raise the debt ceiling by reining in federal spending.
Our plan would return discretionary spending to pre-COVID inflationary, fiscal year 2022 levels, and then limit the growth of spending to 1% per year.
The plan would also roll back new IRS funding and do away with President Biden's student loan forgiveness program. Tyree Nichols' family is suing the city of Memphis and the officers involved in Nichols' death. He died 3 days after being beaten by officers during a traffic stop in January. John Schaefer, USA News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Taking you to Hawaii. Wow, who doesn't want to be in Hawaii? And we're going to introduce you to an author, Don Holman. He's in our virtual green room. He has written a book called Mutiny on the Omaha, Book One. And there's an entire series that's going to come out with all of this. In fact, he's written 10 books. He's got 10 books all together, which is mind-blowing in itself. And science fiction is one of my favorites. And he really takes you on a ride with Mutiny on the Omaha. Thanks so much, Don, for joining us.
Oh, great to be here.
So let's talk about your road to, first of all, science fiction. Why science fiction? Did you always have an interest?
I think I've always had an interest. I read grade one. I'm dyslexic. I had a horrible time, and nobody knew it. I didn't know it. I had a horrible time learning to read in grade one. Once I finally got it so that I knew enough to read, I've been reading voraciously ever since. I would go to the library, get 3 books on Friday. Monday morning, I'd get 3 more. Friday, I'd have those done. I'd get 3 more. I was only allowed to take out 3 from that library. And so I've been reading. And science fiction, it just gives scope to the imagination. I mean, why not? You can do anything you want. Any situation, any character, having, you know, potential problems to solve. So all the, I figure out a problem, and then I have to figure out a way for the characters to solve it. It really keeps you exercised and energized.
So tell us about the story, Mutiny on the Omaha. We're not going to tell everybody everything, but give us sort of the movie trailer version or a sneak peek. What's the story about? And tell us about some of the characters.
Well, it's really kind of prototypical. the young man. He's just graduated or just graduating high school. His father has just gone missing trying to test out an advancement in the space drive in the ship he designed, the changes that he designed for a standard mail ship that goes between solar systems. And he went out to test this change and disappeared. No further word. And, of course, he left lots of debts behind. They're getting kicked out of their house. He's got scholarships, but he doesn't have money to cover room and board and so on. And they don't have his mother is going to visit her sister, but there's no university there. So he decides there's just been war been declared, and so he wants to join the military and work on computers, of course. That's his thing. So he convinces his mother, he joins the military, he gets taken under the wing of a very kind officer, and he's promoted through, the officer says, well, you could take the classes, but you know more than the instructors. So he shepherds him through an accelerated basic training, if you will, or take basic technical training. Then goes on and gets to the school he wants to, which are the super advanced computers that they use to operate the ships and bases and so on. And then he graduates. He goes to another final advanced school that teaches how to use the computers better when there's an attack by the enemy. Some small ships, destroyer type ships that have loaded with, missiles that have atomic warheads, and they have to defend themselves. And he comes up with an idea, puts it out there, and then gets drafted to do something else totally different, of course. Anyway, that's sort of you get the first two or three chapters are kind of getting him ready to do things. Then he starts doing things, and it's the story of where he goes from planet to planet doing various things. Like one planet, he's steward or crew, whatever, on a space plane that goes up to the space station and then lands with people going on rest and recreation on the planet. And this guy is a little chubby. He's very standoffish. He doesn't even come out of his cabin most stops. He opens the door a crack. He hands in the papers. They hand it back out. But one place on the planet, and it's the only place that was really developed before the military moved into this strategically located planet. There was a diamond mine, a very unusual diamond mine. It was diamonds are often created in a volcano. And this one spewed out ash all over the place for years or decades or whatever. And in that ash, there's lots of these little tiny, tiny diamonds. And the guy that discovered it became very rich and became mayor of the town that grew up. And every time they land there, and this is the only place there's lots of undesirables. Every time they land there, the captain of the space plane grabs his briefcase and rushes off as soon as they land. And then he comes back right before it's time to take off. And of course, the propaganda that they get is, if you see something, say something. Anything unusual, you're supposed to report it. And he doesn't know whether he should report it, or is the guy just being atypical, pain in the behind, or is it something more sinister? So one day he gets the opportunity, and he follows him. And one guy's on the bus and he's having to walk to try to catch up, and he sees them going in, and the volcano, the old volcano cone, they took a mining machine and did a spiral up around the edge of the volcano. And from that spiral, which is like a big long ramp about, you know, 6-7 stories high, and then they would dig in and they would mine out little chambers. You can't have too many mined out or it becomes unstable. And the stuff they mine out, it's processed for diamonds, and then they kind of, basically they're fronting money for the mining company to process the stuff that they dig out for diamonds. If they get lots of diamonds, you know, they get their money back. If they don't, well, they've still got place to live or for a store or so on. And he finally finds out where the guy's gone. And he walks around. It's a little store, and there's a bead curtain in the back. And he looks, and there's a spotlight down on this table. And on the table is a Go board. If you've ever played Go or know anything about it, it's a Chinese origin, Japanese national game of Go. And they're playing it, and you know, one arm comes out into the light with the single ring for the captain showing, you know, he knows who it is, obviously. And he plays, and the other guy plays immediately. And then the captain hesitates and then plays again. Obviously, one guy's, the guy he's playing with is a lot better than the captain is. So anyway, so all this build up, he just likes to play golf. a fun end to an interesting story. Others, you know, every chapter basically presents a problem, you know, captain that is eccentric and unusual. And then they come along and there's the problem solved. And then, of course, that triggers that the captain will play with him. And they have a much better relationship, and he starts getting invited up to the front cabin occasionally. So, great outcome. But it's, you know, all sorts of different situations in the book and the characters. And the situations of real life, what you might find out. I mean, he's even taken to a brothel. And you find out how he reacts to that. And then he is taken, eventually he's assigned to a space station where the computer, which is the ones he learned to work on and put together and diagnose and so on, he's taken to the, sent to the space station. And he's the reason that the shuttle going out to the space station is in such a big hurry. He doesn't know anything. He takes, and he's substituting, it got its departure time moved up. He's taking the place of the steward that didn't make it to the shuttle. And so he's first off, he takes everybody's baggage in, goes right through this group of officers waiting for the shuttle. And then he tries to set out for this place on, he doesn't know where it is, but he sets out trying to find the place that he was told to report to. And gets braced up by the drill sergeant type warrant officer. And, you know, drifts up, bounces off the ceiling, comes back down. And eventually makes it to where the computer is and finds out that something's, you know, wrong big time. You don't have a complete computer here. So there's another mystery to solve and another problem.
The only thing people have to do listening to this is to go and get it. You can get it on Amazon. You can get it wherever great books are sold. Mutiny on the Omaha, Book 1, Don Holman. Thanks so much.
You're welcome.
Do you have the
those well-meaning friends who tell you what you ought to be doing with your life? I'm Kate Delaney. I have them. Occasionally I listened and I found myself stuck in dead-end jobs, relationships, and a life I absolutely did not recognize. In my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, I promise you, once you finish it, you won't let people tell you what to do anymore. Learn how to make bold moves that change the course of your destiny. The book is filled with stories that will make you laugh out loud and lessons you can apply right away. If you go to my website, katedelaneyradio.com, I have a steal of a deal. Check this out. Just $29.99 for both my hard copy books. Deal Your Own Destiny, which I just talked about, and my girlfriend's gratitude journal. Perfect gift for girlfriend, wives, or any woman in your life. Again, both books, just $29.99. Click on special offer at katedelaneyradio.com.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS-certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA, insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of three major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
This time around on Author's Corner here on America Tonight with me, Kate Delaney, we have Dr. Daniel Brubaker. His book, Psychosocial Political Dysfunction of the Republican Party. It's a mouthful, but it nails it exactly what he's talking about. We had a great off-air conversation about this, and he's really dug deep. Dr. Brubaker, thanks for coming on.
Thank you for having me.
So why did you write this book?
I wrote the book because I wanted to use my experience over a 30-year period. I'm serving the Republican Party. I'm a Republican for 57 years. You might say by the title that this is a Democrat bashing the Republicans, but no, I'm a Republican. And I'm really pretty much upset with the direction the Republican Party has been going in the past 30 years. And it kind of all started with Newt Gingrich, who was Speaker of the House in the 90s. He was calling Democrats communists, jackasses, and socialists. And they're not socialists. So in chapter four, I wrote about socialism, and it was it's entitled Why Republicans Call Democrats Socialists. And I wrote the whole chapter on socialism, and Democrats are not socialists. Their policy is to find or to follow social democracy, which is utilitarian, and utilitarianism is the is a philosophy of moral goodness, which defines it as the greatest good for the greatest number of people. I, on the counterpart, came up with the opposite called nefariousism, which is the greatest bad for the greatest number of people. And you see with things like Social Security, that's good for the people. With what the Republicans try to do is they try to destroy good policies like Obamacare, Social Security, Medicare, and other good social programs. So I call this nefariousism.
It's interesting you talk about Social Security and Medicare. When you talk to fellow Republicans about it, what kind of reaction do you get?
Well, it depends on what Republicans you talk to. People like in my family and my friends, they want Social Security. My sister's about 8 years older than me, and she's on Social Security, and she's using Medicare. I'm now on Medicare myself, and it's really good insurance. And I'll tell you why, because being a physician, we don't have to go through managed care to get things done. We get things done with the patients without question, and we do it the right way. So if you go by those kind of Republicans, that's what they come up with. And if you go by the far right, then they want to control Medicare. They want to get rid of it.
Yeah, and this is the great debate that we're having all over the place about Medicare and Social Security and where is it headed and what's going to happen, and certainly you know that. One of the things you talk about, and you talk about it right in the very beginning, you say the American people have been fed a steady diet of misinformation and conspiracy theories, and it has made them confused and fearful. Do you think that's the biggest danger of all?
Oh, absolutely. People that utilize conspiracy theories are what I describe in the book as delusional and paranoid. They have this fear about the opposite party and about opposite thinking, liberal thinking, progressive thinking. And so they come up with these different things about it's really nothing. It's just a lot of lying. And you see this like on Fox News, for example, where the whole base is taught lies. And that's a problem, as I see it. And they're making money off of lies. It's democracy, so they can get away with it. But I see this as the wrong way to go down the line.
Another thing that you talk about is you say documentation is especially important in science, medicine, law enforcement, law, government, and media. You say in science and research, methods and results must be recorded to determine factual results. Fraud happens. It occurs when records are falsified. Dishonesty always has a role in presenting false facts. That seems pretty simple to understand, right?
It does. And then I also describe other issues regarding obtaining facts like verification. You have to verify facts. You have to fact check. And, not all facts are factual or true. You have to look at different aspects of it. Like there's things in medicine that are published and are factual, but then somebody else may come along and publish something else that's a little bit different, but it is also factual. So you have to weigh the differences between the two. You have to use critical thinking, do analysis, and come up with what you think is right.
Yeah, I agree with you 100%. What you think is right, that to me is critical, what you ultimately think, instead of, you can listen to anything you want to listen to, absolutely, I'm about free speech, but processing and how you processing it and how it comes out on the other side. What do you hope people take away from reading your book, which you can get on Amazon or Barnes & Noble?
I would actually like the the Fox News base to read this book and get the factual information, because this is all about facts. It's educational, and the reader has to use critical thinking and analysis when reading the book. So, for the Democrats, I would want them to understand what's happening with the Republican Party on the far right. It's not good. It's autocratic. You know, fascism is where the Republican Party is headed, and fascism is an autocratic far right nationalist ideology that encourages hatred and violence. And that's not the basis of the Republican Party. The Republican Party, at its inception, was for the people, and it was also a liberal party at the time for social justice and racial justice. So I wanted to take away the fact that I'm expressing facts, and they need to analyze it when they're reading it.
I like that. Analyze it when they're reading it. Tell everybody, because now the road to writing, what you did for a living that then now is interesting. It's led you down this path.
Well, I'm a physician, a practicing physician. My passion has been science and medicine, but even longer, I've had a passion for philosophy and psychology. Also having an interest in sociology. History and politics. And I've used all of these disciplines to prove that the Republican Party is dysfunctional. So that's where I've been going with the book in terms of writing it. And it was it's because I have been seeing over the past 30 years that the Republican Party has been dysfunctional, acting like children, and I wanted to make a change. That's what I want to do.
As a lifelong Republican, and you know that there are other people that feel the same way, do you hope that turn happens sooner rather than later?
Oh, absolutely. I'm pretty fearful of the direction they're going, and Republicans have been taught to be fearful of communism and socialism over the past 30 years, but fascism is even worse, and I'll tell you why. It's not an economic system. Socialism is an economic system. It's also a political system. So if you don't have an economic system that fascism doesn't have, they can infiltrate any kind of government, and it's happened. It's happened in socialist Italy with Mussolini, and it's also happened with Democratic Republican in Germany with Hitler. So they need to get fearful of the right thing, as far as I'm concerned.
All right, the name of the book is Psychosocial Political Dysfunction of the Republican Party. Thanks so much for coming on the show.
I appreciate it. Thank you for helping me.
My name is Milan Vukovic. 10 years ago, I got frustrated with the quality of Pau D'Arco tea sold in the stores. So, I founded the Pau D'Arco Tea Club that now ships our super tea to over 100 countries. You too can order or get info about the original pure Pau D'Arco super tea at www.drinksupertea.com or by calling 818-965-9113. Why settle for less when you can order original pure Pau D'Arco and drink super tea for only $34.95 per pound plus shipping? Each pound makes 300 cups, which is the equivalent of 12 cents per cup for the original pure Pau D'Arco super tea. Order now at www.drinksupertea.com. That's drinksupertea.com or by calling 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com or by calling 818-965-9113.